I started smoking it as a joke. That's how it all started off. And then as the joke started getting a bit too much, I just couldn't come off it. Like, it was just such a routine and such a good laugh at the time because of where I was, living in hostels and stuff like that. It was just brilliant, cheap, do you know what I mean? It did the job, do you know what I mean? So, but yeah, and I just started smoking it, and then I just couldn't come off it. And the more I was smoking it, the more Mamba was going into my spliffs, and, you know, and then I started getting effects like stomach pains and started turning evil. Like, my personality, I just didn't have one at all. You don't know what it's doing to you at the time. When I would be high, I'd this little phrase where I'd have a Mamba spliff and then slice a line down my face, and I didn't know I was doing it. I was just like looking at my life and I was thinking, wow, what the hell am I doing? And I did get to the point where I really did feel like I was dying because I couldn't breathe. I was on an inhaler because I really couldn't breathe. All these pains. I just didn't want to do anything. I came off it. Me and my ex-partner did it together. So that's another thing. You cannot do it on your own. It's the worst thing. I've tried like four times to come off Mamba on my own, and it didn't work.